ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Brittany J's Tea for the Day.
Yes, and today's tea is brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone. Today, Blueface, as in Blueface thought... Bust down, Tatiana. There's only one. So he was charged. He was just charged with possession of a fully loaded unregistered handgun from an arrest on February 1st. He was caught in L.A. hanging out with a large group of people, and everyone ran away. But he was one of the people that got caught. So it's a felony charge and holds a maximum of 3 years in prison. Now, he already has an open case. So in November, he was arrested for his alleged involvement in a robbery and a vehicle-to-vehicle gunfight. Like, when he say on the gang, he mean that. On the gang. Like, I didn't know he was getting down like that. So anyway, he was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, but it got downgraded to a possession of a registered handgun, which is a misdemeanor. So he faces up to a year in county jail for that, and he has to go to court for that this week. So he got, it's this continued situation. It's a snowball effect. So Jussie Smollett, his case was actually supposed to go to grand jury today, but he and his lawyers have agreed to talk to the police again. So now the story is that he sent that threatening letter to himself. Remember yesterday we said the whole thing was staged because the letter was sent and nobody responded? Well, now they're saying he take it back a step further. He sent the letter. Then I guess if you put the rest of it together, he didn't like the way nobody reacting. And so he said, I'm going to just beat myself up. That's what the story is. So sources close to the case are saying that he's actually going to admit that he sent the letter and staged the attack.
Well, that means he's still going to have to do some time. You got the feds involved with the hate crime stuff.
Yeah, he's going to at least have to pay a
big fine. They ain't wasting their time.
They investigating, they looking up cameras, they pulling
you
in.
You gonna
FBI.
Set your ass.
Listen, okay. So I don't know. This whole situation annoys me because it's like, bro, like we wanted to believe you. Not you make it bad for people who really be telling the truth out here.
Hey,
I hate that.
Hey.
So R. Kelly, there is a third sex tape.
Man,
of R. Kelly having sex with an underage girl. We talked about the second tape yesterday revealed by Michael Avenatti. So Michael Avenatti is the one who has a third sex tape or trying to recover it. I don't know if it was turned in or if he's still recovering it. He also says he has information on how R. Kelly was acquitted on all his child pornography charges in 2008. They say they have substantial evidence that he and his people are guilty of witness intimidation, evidence tampering, physical threats, and payments to witnesses. He says the whole trial was rigged. And Avenatti also said that he and his team are doing this pro bono. They just want justice. Like he's in this he's just ready to go. So he's not playing. He's not about to waste his time. He's expensive. He's not about to waste his pro bono time. R. Kelly about to go down. Okay. So lastly, Khloe Kardashian. She allegedly broke up with Tristan third trimester Thompson for messing with Kylie's best friend, Jordan Woods.
Sister's best friend.
Kylie's best friend, Jordan, okay? Oh. So Tristan had a party at his place. There was hookah and drinking. He had everyone's phones confiscated. So Jordan arrived after, I guess, the phones was whatever, but a party insider was still talking, running their mouth. Said they were all over each other, and Jordan didn't leave till 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, Jordan and Kylie have been best friends since I don't even remember when they haven't been best friends. So, I don't really understand. Like, she's family. Jordan actually, like, lives with her. He's banned from the castle. So, anyway, we the people believe that Kylie purchased Jordan's new body. This is what we, like, you living in the house. She bought the body. Like, this is how you do her. So, also, the other thing that was kind of big was because the name Jordan, that's his first baby mom's name. But this is not to be confused because Jordan Woods' name is now Jordiana. So now there's no confusion. It's Jordy the baby mom and Jordiana because this is wild. So anyway, they were comparing the fact that Kylie took Tyga from Blac Chyna. First of all, because she was friends with Kim or whatever, how that whole situation went down. Kim didn't buy Chyna that booty. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was superficial anyway. So nobody's surprised, but like, this is not the same thing. So anyway, what am I saying? What else I got to tell y'all about? Oh, I'm reading that Kylie didn't believe it at first, but she's digging and she's finding out that these things are true. So naturally with the Kardashians, we're inclined to believe that they just make stuff up for TV. Their show premieres March 31st. Feel me?
Ratings bonanza.
Feel me? So I don't know if this is true or if Jordy was like, hey, Jordiana was like, hey, Kris Jenner, you know, I want to make a name for myself out here. What can we do when this is all plotted? So we're going to find out sooner or later. I don't know. But the whole Kardashian Jenner clan has unfollowed she.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Jordiana is banned from the castle.
There's trouble.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
with
it.
That being said,
yeah.
That is it. Sign 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.